Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I call you precious. You are listening to Christian Radio and also to my program about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims and with all people. I call you precious because some of you contact me. Yesterday, I received a call from a lady. Her mother is a Muslim, and I'm excited that we are going to help her mother understand who Jesus is. And we're going to pray for her together. And I am excited that God is using this program to help many Christians, help their Muslim acquaintances and friends and family enjoy God's love and salvation. My friend, the most important fact we want to share with Muslims, Jesus Christ is a divine person who has a human nature in addition to his divine nature, which he has always had. Interestingly, there are so many evidence that I mentioned in my previous radio programs, and it is in my book, and I will mention some of them again. So many evidence that proves this fact. Interestingly, even according to Muslim theologians, including one of the closest companion to Muhammad. You know, Muhammad is who Muslims view as their prophet. Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the closest companion to Muhammad, said the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him. The important thing here is, it is true that Jesus is worthy to receive worship. We have many, many examples in the gospel. Oh, let me give you a few of them. Jesus was worshipped by a leper that he cleansed. We read that in the gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 2. We read in the gospel, Jesus' disciple Matthew recorded also in chapter 14, when Jesus walked on water and the wind ceased, the disciples worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Matthew 14. Also, Jesus' disciple Mark recorded in the gospel, chapter 7, that a woman fell at Jesus' feet and asked Jesus to cast the unclean spirit out of her daughter, and of course Jesus did. By the way, Jesus is the only person who can protect you and your family from Satan and the attacks of his demons. Okay, this is very important for our Muslim friends to know. Nothing they can do that will protect them from the attack of Satan except Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the only person who defeated Satan, as we mentioned before and as we will mention again. Also, Jesus' disciple John recorded in chapter 9 that after Jesus opened the eyes of the man born blind, born blind, the man said to Jesus, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped Jesus. John chapter 9. You can read throughout the gospel that Jesus received worship so many times. Note that in all of the instances when Jesus was worshipped, he never refused worship. Not once did Jesus rebuke those who worshipped him, although Jesus thought that God was the only one to be worshipped. Jesus permitted people to worship him. Share with your Muslim friend. We followers of Jesus Christ do not worship Jesus instead of God. We know and believe from the facts that God gave us that Jesus Christ is fully divine. When we worship Jesus Christ, we are worshiping the one and the undivided essence of God. One of my Muslim friends told me, actually, many times Muslims will tell me, Sammy, Jesus never said, I am God, worship me. Part of my answer was, the important thing is not whether Jesus made this particular statement or not, but did he give us enough evidence to conclude that he is God manifested in human flesh? Did he? Certainly he did. Certainly he did. Just examine the facts. Today, I am so glad because God answered my prayers to open the door for me to use radio to share about Jesus. So many of my Muslim friends will receive these facts from my Christian audience. I pray and hope many Muslims are listening. I know some of them are listening. If not, share with them all the facts I shared with you in these programs about Jesus Christ, because it proves that Jesus Christ is a divine person who has a human nature in addition to his divine nature, which he has always had. For example, after Jesus appeared to Thomas, one of his disciples, and gave him proof of his resurrection and triumph over death, Thomas said to Jesus, My Lord and my God. Jesus did not rebuke Thomas, but commended him. Read John chapter 20. My friend, Jesus' real identity is established by the unique features of his life, his actions, his miracles, his words. Even many of the facts about him that is recorded in the Quran. Like his sinless life. He lived a life without committing one single sin. Who can do that except God? For example, Jesus promised, For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. Share with your Muslim friend that Christians, we, followers of Jesus Christ, believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know from the Gospel that while the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit perform unique functions and have different roles, all three persons of the Godhead are equal. The Gospel declares that Jesus Christ is God the Son, the second person of the triune God. And of course, the word person has a different meaning from the normal use of this word. We read in the Gospel, For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. You can read that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. People violates God's law, my friend, including you and me. God has a just reason to be offended, because our violations and our disobedience hurt people. God cannot and will not close his eyes and treat us as we didn't do anything wrong, because he loves people, and our wrong words and actions hurted people, including us. God loves the people he created, and God sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for everything wrong you and I did and will ever do. And all you need to do, my friend, is to realize your imperfections. You are not perfect. You made mistakes. You sinned against God and against people. And you need to take a step of faith and believe that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all your sins. And because he is divine, He is God made manifest in the flesh. His death and resurrection was sufficient to pay the penalty for all your sins. Please repeat this prayer after me from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to live in sin anymore, God. I don't want to continue to disobey you and ignore you and ignore my conscience. God, I want to live according to your will. And I believe today in Jesus that he is my only savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Forgive me, God. Help me to walk with you every day and to experience your wonderful plan for my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book as a gift, and welcome you in the family of God. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, remember, it doesn't matter which Christian background we are in, which church we attend and fellowship at, we are one family, one team. Contact me if I can be of any help to you. And if your church needs a speaker to equip the church, let me know. I might be able to speak at your church. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace with you, God's love with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.